You're free. That's so hard to grasp. The Christian life is not a spiritual self-improvement project. The Christian life is the joyful, daring confidence to believe that Jesus Christ is completely and utterly sufficient in terms of my relationship with God, which is, after all, we were made for God, first and foremost. We're not made to eat and sleep and have babies and play guitar and whatever else we do with our time. Our primary purpose as human beings was to be in fellowship with God. And once that fell apart, everything else went south with it. Jesus restores us to fellowship with God through faith. I can't see, I believe it, I trust it. The Spirit brings that faith into my heart so I can dare to believe that that's true, so that I have now been reconciled. I don't need to worry about the spiritual ladder, my spiritual life. I'm free now for my neighbor. I'm free to be a person. And see, I'm not trying to pick on churches here. I sometimes get accused of that, but you got to talk about something here in the context. And we're not immune from this as Lutherans, just like any other congregation, any other denomination. But it's not unusual to hear in some churches today that the whole point of the Christian life is to become a better spiritually. Well, I like to ask, what does that mean? How can you become better spiritually if Jesus Christ has given himself to you through faith and that you are completely, by grace, accepted in him? You can't get any more spiritual than that. Well, then they say, well, then what's the point of being a Christian? What do I get out of it? Well, you're in here for the wrong reason, pal. It's not what you can get out of it. That's not the motive for being a Christian. God makes us Christians to make us humans, to make us what we were made to be, creatures who love him and have the confidence of his love for us, and therefore are free in that confident love to be human beings to one another, to dare to love one another without thinking about our own spirituality and our own holiness and morality and ethics. Now, are creatures called to be moral and ethical? Sure. So do we Christians just ignore moral and ethical issues? Of course not. We of all people, as St. Paul said, we uphold the law. Of all people, we uphold the law strenuously because the law, the commandments were given to us so we could know how to live with a God, the first three commandments, and how to live with our neighbors, the last seven commandments. But do we live the commandments in order to be right with God? No. We are set free from the law. Yeah. That's the hardest part because Americans 227 years ago didn't look exactly like Americans do today. We have several generations have created a certain kind of human being here in this country. And the kind of human being that's been created in America is a human being that believes that everything depends on me. I'm responsible for everything, including my salvation. I am finally the one that has to make the decision. I have to be the one that does the acting. And that's a formula. That's a formula for going nowhere. Because when have you done enough? You want to try being a Christian by keeping the rules and the commandments? Good luck. It ain't going to happen. You're also not going to be a very good Christian if you ignore God's call into our lives to fulfill our humanity. That's why Paul said, how can we who've died to sin still live in it? He's not calling us to think we can't sin. What he's saying is, now that we are free in the gospel, we've been set totally free from having to worry about ourselves and our spiritual lives, we can now embark on the new life. It's really the old life that we were intended to live, but we can embark on the new life that the Spirit motivates and inspires in us of service and love as our Lord did, who did not claim his spiritual position, but he emptied himself and became a servant. But then we say, well, but what's in this for me? I'm trying to prop up my own project here. I'm trying to make my life work. I mean, fine, if I can help you, that's good, and if I can do something, but I'm really concerned about my family, my job, my career, my success, And if religion can't help me do all this, then what good is it? Well, that's the case, you know, you're just not a Christian, or at least you're a pretty crummy one. You belong in the, you're in the wrong place. That's not the message. We are freed from the need to be religious in order to achieve some kind of peace with God for our human lives. And that's why I believe, and I'm not making this up, you know, this, many people have written about this over the centuries, Luther among them. That's why many people are so disillusioned with the gospel, because they come to realize that it has nothing to do with improving myself through religious exercise. That there's nothing in it for me in that sense. That it really is all about simply God giving your life back to you without the accusation attached to it, with the invitation now to fulfill your humanity with His grace and His blessing and His forgiveness accompanying you. Well, gosh, that means I'm just free to go out there and start. My whole self has been free now. Now I'm free to live without fear. What happens then to my Christian project? Why should I read the Bible then? Or why should I pray? Or why should I go through all these religious exercises? When we are in fellowship with one another, with that word at work among us, like I said in my sermon, when God takes the mixing bowl and he throws us in there, and he throws the Spirit in, and he throws Jesus in, he just kind of stirs that all up, that word now becomes part of our loaf. And as we are baked and as we grow with him. And his life is the yeast. Remember, he talked about that, Jesus, the yeast that flavors everything? That's what he meant. So you go into the world as a Christian, and now you are the salt of the world. You are the light of the world. That's what your presence is.
What if we're only half-baked?
Well, we know you are, Steve, but that... most of us are actually only half-baked, but yeah. This is a protracted response to Karen's follow-up question, but it's a very good question because it really does get to the heart of how we as Lutherans understand the gospel. And of course, as a pastor, my job is to try to unpack this word in such a way that it's clear, and I do it, sometimes it's clear, and as I think as Karen is saying, sometimes maybe it isn't so clear. But that's the constant struggle, is so that the word can do its job in us to help us as law to remind us, you know, look, don't take yourself on as a project because it ain't going to happen. God has taken you on as his project. That's the gospel. He's taken you on as his project, and he's perfectly capable of finishing what he started. May he who began a good work in you bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. He will bring it to completion. Don't worry about it. Yes, Karen.
Do